everybody, this is Max. I would like to invite you to come with me to Christmastown. Christmastown is really neat. It's got a Christmas mouse, some crazy bumblebees, some snow bunnies, and even a Grinch. Just listen to this.
And people are telling stories with faces bright, snow falling softly down over Christmas Town. Snow falling softly down over Christmas Town. Down over Christmas Town.
Who's that out my window, hiding in the snow, peeping round the snowman? No one seems to know. Sneaky little paw prints, he's as quiet as he can be. Whoa, no, look out, there he goes. It's a sneaky snow bunny. He's as white as a snowman, with big ears and pink eyes, a bushy little white tail. He's always in disguise. He tries to get in my house and hide underneath my tree. He's just looking for presents he can steal. He's a sneaky snow bunny. Especially around Christmas, you know he always comes around. Now boys and girls, be careful, he's as cute as he can be. Whoa, no, look out, there he goes, it's a sneaky snow bunny. Whoa, no, look out, there he goes, it's a sneaky snow bunny.
My roof. All night long I'm wide awake to hear reindeer on my roof. What was that? The wind. What was that? A bird. I can't sleep cause I wanna hear Santa Claus. I just got to keep my eyes open. Last year I fell asleep and never heard reindeer on my roof. Dasher and Dancer and Comet and Vixen, reindeer on my roof. last year ashes came down the chimney. Daddy said there was proof, proof that Santa Claus came and there were reindeer on the roof. I'm embedded in my head, I'm turning upside down. I'm awake, you see, and I must be the jumpiest kid in town. I can hear people murmuring through my bedroom door. Footsteps passing, someone's laughing. Now what are they whispering for? Last year Santa Claus ate all the cookies, left just a couple of crumbs. Sister asleep, I won't wake her when the magic moment comes. When the house is quiet on the longest night of the year, I'll be the only one waking up, and I know what I'll hear. So I can't sleep when I'm straining to hear the reindeer on my roof. All night long I'm wide awake to hear reindeer on my roof. What was that? The wind. What was that? A bird. I can't sleep cause I want to hear Santa Claus. I just got to keep my eyes open. Last year I fell asleep and I never heard reindeer on my roof. Dasher and Dancer, Comet and Vixen, reindeer on my roof. Last year ashes came down the chimney. Daddy said there was proof, proof that Santa Claus came and there were reindeer on the roof. Last year I fell asleep and I never heard reindeer on my roof. Dasher and Dancer, Comet and Vixen, reindeer on my roof. Last year ashes came down the chimney. Daddy said that was proof, proof that Santa Claus came and there were reindeer on the roof. Oh, I can't sleep when I'm straining to hear the reindeer on my roof. All night long I'm wide awake to hear reindeer on my roof. But what was that? The wind? What was that? A bird? I can't sleep cause I wanna hear Santa Claus.
Oh, hold it on over here now. Hey, Dancer. Hey, get in line. There you go. Over here on this rooftop. Okay. Let me get down this. Left on the plate, I looked up the
He opened up that sack of toys. He let me have a couple more. He made a face at the fireplace. He said, "Son, please show me the door." I heard him climb up on a rooftop, so I figured he was okay. I saw the reindeer and sleigh take off, and I thought I heard him say, "Get me out of here. Out of here. Somebody listen to me. This is an emergency. You know, Dancer and Prancer, they're waiting, and I got such a long way to go. But I'm already an hour behind on account of the ice and snow. Get me out of here. Get me out of here."
Hey, come on. This place is disgusting. Why don't you ever clean it up? Whatever you do, don't start a fire in here. Hey, Rudolph, what are you doing down here?
Downstairs by the Christmas tree, there's a gingerbread house. Look who's found his way inside. It's a Christmas mouse. It's a Christmas mouse in a Christmas house, chewing on a candy cane. It's a Christmas mouse in a Christmas house, nibbling a window pane. Well, if you listen like an elf, you will hear him singing to himself.
I'm a little mouse who likes to eat lots of things that are very sweet. I like gumdrops, candy canes too, and even licorice will do.
It's a Christmas mouse in a Christmas house, chewing on a candy cane. It's a Christmas mouse in a Christmas house, nibbling a window pane. Well, that mouse, he ate and ate, for he was having such fun. But suddenly he found out he'd eaten every crumb. Well, if you listen like an elf, you will hear him crying to himself.
I'm a little mouse, and I feel bad. Oh, my tummy feels so sad. I guess I should have tried to stop before I ate that last gumdrop.
It's a Christmas mouse in a Christmas house, chewing on a candy cane. It's a Christmas mouse in a Christmas house, nibbling a window pane. Now there's not much house, just a fat little mouse with a tummy full of pain.
Do you know the story of how the Grinch stole Christmas? It's one of my favorites. It's told all over Christmas Town.
In the window.
It was quarter past dawn, all the Whos still abed, all the Whos still a snooze, when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
"Go pour to the Whos!"
he was Grinchishly humming.
"They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two, and the Whos down in Whoville will all cry, 'Boo-hoo!' That's a noise,"
grinned the Grinch,
"that I simply must hear."
So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
Christmas Town has a whole bunch of bumblebees. Well, just 3. But they sure do buzz. Buzz, 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 buzz.
Do you know what green means?
Sure I do. It's what color plants are.
I think she means green like in ecology, like in keeping our planet healthy.
Like in recycling.
Christmas is to all your family. Green Christmas, everywhere we go. Blue sky up above, greener.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? No, not Umbriaco, it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Stop the music, stop the music. Hello, hello, is that you, Santa Claus? This is Jimmy Duran in the USA, and I got a proposition for you. I hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has been taking such good care of himself that his nose ain't red anymore. And I just wanted to let you know that my services are available. What's that you say? Rudolph just came in from playing in the snow and his nose is redder than ever? And Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen too? You mean they all got red noses now? Everybody wants to get into the act. And here they come now, the singing reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Let me in here, will you? All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Which just goes to prove what I always said, you need a special kind of nose for a special kind of job. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Why do you think there's a place called Christmas Town? Here's what I think. There's gotta be a place where all the people love each other and care about each other. And that's what I think Christmas Town is all about. So that's all about Christmas Town. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Goodbye now. This is Max saying ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to you.